What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugs Laveau.
It's your little brother Pizzo Bam Wham.
94.9 City Boys, Unfiltered Voice of 4 Minds. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
We have a very special guest.
Can I come clean and buzz it?
Go ahead, bro.
Bro, when you sent me the text, like, we're going to be interviewing her, bro. Like, I read it, and I thought about it, and I was instantly intimidated. And so I went to her SoundCloud page.
Damn.
It was on SoundCloud, right?
Yep.
So I went to her SoundCloud page, and it led me to her IG. I was like, damn, she gorgeous. And I was like, damn, I really don't want to do this interview. No. I was like, I don't want to do this bit no more. But now it's like, she here already.
We live.
So what you got to say?
So we got a special guest. That was an amazing intro, by the way, Pizzo.
Thank you.
This is a special guest here. Someone who I have been following for a few months now. I don't know how I got on her page.
Yeah.
But I listened to her podcast. She had a few episodes. Anyways, her podcast is like a sex ed podcast.
It's up there. Mm-hmm. It's really up there.
And the first episode that caught my attention was a double penetration episode.
Ooh.
But then I was digging in through the vault, and she had an episode where she got her titties sucked on in the middle of the episode. That episode.
In the middle of the episode?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
That was a top moment.
That was the top. Anyway, without further ado, Mrs. High Frequency from the High Frequency Podcast.
Round of applause.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying, baby.
So before we get any further, just, you know, give a brief rundown on who you are and what you do.
So my name is High Frequency, and I basically just like to study kinky shit.
Okay.
And my podcast is me just, like, figuring out or, like, navigating through all the kinky shit that I'm realizing I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like you experience it and then you
talk
about it.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just as new to this shit as y'all are, and I'm kind of just documenting how shook I am.
Okay.
But then, like, a little bit of mental health, too.
So
education.
How did you, what led up to that?
So I took a course called Human Sexual Behavior in college, and then I had to do a study during that class. So I wanted to keep it fun, so I decided to do a study on BDSM and anxiety.
Okay.
And literally ever since then, I've just been, like, obsessed with studying sex. It's, like, so interesting.
Which part about it, which made you, like, so interested? Was it the BDSM or was it the anxiety part?
Okay, so I grew up in, like, an old-school Haitian, crazy Christian family.
Right.
So I was not allowed to explore, honestly, like, anything.
I understand.
My sole purpose is to become, like, a good Christian woman. And that's not the life I wanted for myself. Like, I want to be, like, a great person, but I also don't want to just live my life to get married and have 2.5 kids. So then when I realized that I could research this stuff and have fun with it, I just went crazy.
What has been, like, the overall reaction so far?
It's been like, oh my God, I feel like this too. Like, there's so much stuff I want to explore, and I never knew that I could just actually explore it. So it's kind of like my listeners and I are exploring this together in a safe space.
How long has the podcast been up running?
Not even a year.
At what age did you, like, want to know about things that you didn't know as far as, like, pleasing yourself and stuff like that? I'm 22, and it's like, it's stuff that I still don't know, and it's like, I'm okay with it. But
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I have, like, always been a little too horny.
Yeah.
Like, everybody remembers, like, masturbating in their parents' house with, like, the volume on 1%.
Of course.
I was one of those kids. Like, it started off on YouTube with girls kissing, and then I realized porn exists.
On YouTube.
Yes.
That's
what?
Different.
And
okay.
then.
Nah, I was on YouTube. Way
right,
too,
with the girls kissing.
Bro, I wasn't on YouTube.
Clutch.
I started off on accident. Like, I went on my dog's computer, and he had a whole fucking, like, secret section of, like, he had a secret
vault.
Section, and I found it, bro. And I was like, I ain't gonna give out the age, but it was, like, young as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't touch myself or anything, but my meat got hard. And so I was like, my meat never got hard before.
Yo, what is that like, the first time your meat gets hard? Like, how do you handle that as a person?
You don't handle it. You just observe. That's how you do it. You just observe. Like, okay, this is new.
Like, okay, this is happening.
If this happens again, what will I do? That's
stroke
how it
that
was.
Shit.
I remember, like, when my meat first got hard. But anyways,
that's like an episode title.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, I felt, and I still feel like this. I be feeling like, yo, could people tell? Like, could they see? You know what I'm saying? Could they see what the bowl? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep,
probably
self conscious. Like, I don't know. But then I read something on Google that was like, I was a kid. I researched it, and then, like,
yeah,
and on Google it said, like, all men go through this. Everybody can notice it. They just don't care. And after that, I was like, fuck it.
Okay. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, hard-ons randomly? Like,
I mean, yeah,
in the
that's
worst
like a
spots.
Part of life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
But I mean, at the same time, this is not as random as you would think, because it's
okay.
Like, you might have a random thought that might be sexy as hell, and you just be like, okay.
And then it gets hard.
I feel that, and
oh,
then boom,
nah.
And then it's like, yeah, and it's like, it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, that's tough.
But it happens so much, so it's like, it's normal. It's like, I mean, women look at dick prints all the time, right?
Yeah,
so
dick
it's
prints like, are cool. Dick prints are better than dick pics.
So that's all that happens, really. So it's like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing.
Your face to that when you're like, bitch.
Like, bitch, I send sending good dick pics.
Yeah, I need to start sending just print
my
pics.
Yeah, I don't like dick pics. I don't know. Why not? I just feel like it's too, I'm all about like suggestive. Like just being suggestive, like you don't gotta just throw the dick at me. Like shit, prep me first. Yeah. Make it look cute. Make like it look aesthetically pleasing. That. Yes, and then throw the dick at me.
Okay, so what is like? All right, first let's get into a few episodes.
Yeah, what you got? Kay.
First episode, double penetration, right?
Mm-hmm. Double penetrate me was the title.
Right. Okay. So what made you want to start researching that part of the field?
Because, okay, so a big motivation behind why I started the podcast, like I said, was I wanted to explore things. Mm-hmm. I had nobody to go to ask certain questions.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, yeah. And if I don't have a safe place to go, people, like, look at porn as education. That's, like, the worst thing you can do because they don't teach you how to be healthy. So I want to research how to do these things the healthy, right way.
So you feel like people should learn about sex or how to have sex through porn. You feel like that's not
no.
Right.
Porn is all about entertainment and production.
Yeah, it's like all fantasy, right?
Yeah. As far as like it's not really, it's not about educating you at all.
But when did you get introduced into like porn? Like, when did I you even really figure young. Out that you wanted to know more about this stuff?
Okay, so when I started watching porn, I was like really young. I can't even give you a number, but I know I was really young.
You don't even remember the number? Like, or you I just can't don't even, want to get a number?
No, like I was a young bull. Like I was young.
I was a young bull too. And
yeah.
I was like,
I feel like maybe I was like 11 or so.
Nah, that's probably around that age.
Maybe like around that age. Mm-hmm. I just remember I was that young because I remember I got caught watching porn on the family computer.
Oh, you got caught.
Yeah. Yo. So damn, that's why I remember.
I didn't get caught.
I got
to stop. I blamed it on somebody else. And, like, I know deep down my mother knew that. I know to this day she Mom's knows it was me.
She always
But,
knows.
Like, that's just something we don't got to talk about.
Yeah. I want to share about my first time, like, when I figured out, like, this could happen. I was on, I was probably, like, 10 going on 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this thing called the Travel Channel because I just had basic cable at the time.
I love the Travel Channel.
Right. The Travel Channel, it comes with explicitives. Mm. So I was on the Travel Channel. It was about going on like 12. It wasn't 12 yet, but it was going on 12. And they had this thing called like the top 10 sexiest beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was the top 10 sexiest beaches. And this comes on, and I think they were, I'm gonna just throw it out there. I think it was Paraguay, but I could be wrong.
Right.
And it was like a nude beach. So they showing these nudes, and it's like it's censored. Like they have, you know, they got the blurred lines and all that. So I'm like, wow, like. I never seen titties before, but it's like it's blurred though, so it's like I still ain't see titties, but
mm-hmm, still a
I can
some.
Imagine the titties being there. You know? The titties there, and I know it. You know what I'm saying? Aww. So boom, I go to getting like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm there, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is this
Wait,
going
so was
on?
That the first time your dick got hard?
First time.
Wow.
Well, at least first time that I can remember, because like I always remember this story. So this goes on, and I'm like, what is this? And like I look at it, and I'm like, wow, like. It's just wild because I ain't never been this big before. You know what I'm saying?
So you're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, I can be honest with you. I'm a grower, not a shower. And so that happened.
There's nothing to be ashamed then, of. You still got dick.
No, this was like my first time like talking about like, because you're the only one, like in Fort Myers, we don't even, this is unspoken of. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody even talks about sexuality. We just boom, boom, boom. If it was cool, we might text you back. Other than that. We not talking about it. You know what I'm
if
saying?
If it was cool, he might text you back. Maybe.
Nah, it's a we, not he. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay.
It goes for both parties. And so it went like that. And then, you know what I'm saying? Stuff led to another. And then I figured out like, oh, this can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what was the time when you figured out it can happen?
So like I said.
I just gave you my whole, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so like I said, porn on the family computer.
Okay.
And no, it was YouTube girls kissing. I don't know how the fuck I came across that.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing that, and then, like, my pussy started thumping a little bit.
Mm.
And I literally went on Yahoo Answers and Googled, what does this mean? Because I was so shook.
What does it mean when your pussy thumps?
When your vagina start thumping. And then it was like, bro, you're, like, aroused. Like, mm-hmm. You ready? Like, you ready to go? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I think how it happened was, like, on those YouTube videos, in the bio, there's, like, links to actual porn sites.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the name of this because my mother said it when she caught me. No. The name of the website was Big Tits Boss. Like, I don't know what it was, but like at that time I had like a tit thing. Like, okay. I just love titties.
Titties are cool. I like.
But them. Like, imagine hearing your mother say that. I was like,
I can't imagine that.
I was shook. And my mother's like
Haitian.
Yes, old school. She's a scary woman. Like, old school.
Yeah, that's different for like African American.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got Haitian home.
I was shook. But I'm still here. And now I have a sex podcast.
My brother, my little brother. I must have been like 12. I forgot.
He must have been like 10 or 9.
He was looking at porn from the computer. His dumb ass got caught. He didn't get caught. He left it on, but he put the computer asleep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then my pops found out. And my pops thought it was me.
Aww.
And I started getting yelled at the shit. And I had to hold down. I was like,
yeah,
you did?
Hold it down.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
It was, you get brownie points for that.
Facts. That's real.
Yeah, yeah.
But little brother,
it was like hardcore. It was like some real shit. It wasn't like no.
The brother was ready.
Ooh.
He was ready.
He
was
into some real shit.
But anyways, okay, so
what's your
back to
because we got like a million questions for us. Okay. So, like, where you want to start?
Would you is that something that you have already done?
What,
double penetration?
Mm-mm. I'm like training myself for it.
How do you train yourself?
Yeah, how do you train for that?
So I'm literally just practicing. Like
messing with two guys, right?
Yeah. So okay. Well, it doesn't have to be two men. It could be women with straps, like okay. Whatever.
Oh shit!
But I'm just practicing, like, just having.
Hold on, I have a question. Have you ever messed with a girl with a strap?
No, I feel like I'm more the type of woman that would wear a strap. I want to buy my first strap.
I love you can see it too.
I'm like almost ready, but not yet. I'm almost ready, but not there. But my thing is, I want to try. I've been practicing double penetration with dildos.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a friend that works at a sex lounge, so he's been like low key putting me on game.
Okay.
So yeah. So like. I haven't had
both. Is it like
both?
A different level of pleasure that comes with that?
Yeah. There's just something about anal stimulation that just like I said, it takes your breath away.
Which and one then is to have better both. For like women? Is there a better or is it like
anal? It's different. Like I can't come off of vaginal penetration. Like can't? I can get wet. I'll be wet as fuck, but I won't orgasm off of it.
What would I'm it more take about to make you like
clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
So like my clit is like where it's at. With some women it's either or both. For me it's clitoral stimulation. But like if you just fucking ramming my shit, like we gotta throw other elements in.
You just can't.
I'm not gonna orgasm off of
it. It's
that.
Not fun like that. So
it's fun.
I mean okay.
But like it's not it.
But as far as like getting you to that point where it's like I've been satisfied, what would it take?
That's a hard question. It could be a lot of things.
What's like give me like two small examples. You ain't got to put like your tricks out the bag, but it's like for an average Joe who's trying to please this woman, what would it take?
That's a hard question. I'm really into like, I'm really into like spanking. So like this one dude, he would literally just like put me on him and like just pull my hair and just slap the shit out of my ass and like that shit. And then just like slipping and stroke me for a little bit, I'll run my clit, boom.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I feel like the average woman wouldn't just be like, oh, spank me and I'll come. So it's
Yeah. Well, maybe she just doesn't know it yet.
I'll be like, because you told me I should spank women. And I go spank this girl, right?
She gonna get mad as fuck.
She's like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, why is this?
But that's why communication is important. You gotta have these conversations and be like, okay, are you into pain? Because I am, and I'm not trying to re-traumatize you. Because some people have a lot of trauma surrounding that. Right. Like, I did. I grew up in a toxic-ass household, like, very abusive. So, like, if you just tried to hit me off rip, I would have been traumatized.
Okay.
But I, like, eased my way into it. Like, introducing myself to the topic of BDSM, talking about it in therapy, and then, like, watching a lot of porn videos about it, practicing it on myself, like, with nipple clamps.
Okay.
And then having people do that with me.
Nipple clamps, that's weird.
I love nipple clamps.
I ain't saying it's weird, but it's weird to me. Like,
yeah. Some people think it's crazy. It might be. Yeah. It might be. I'm into a lot of crazy stuff. But we all have our crazy
kinks. I'm a newbie to all that, so it's like.
So it's like, bitch.
Bro, when I say, like, my sex is so boring. Like,
oh, no.
It's boring.
Don't say that, bro. That
makes me so sad.
Boring. I mean, of course, they're going to get, like, whatever they have fun. But as far as, like, myself, like, I'm never, like, I'm just like, okay, you have fun, but when do I get a turn?
Oh, they don't pay attention to what you want.
They don't. Like, women are selfish.
What Pizzo needs.
I feel like women are selfish when it comes to sex.
I've been that girl.
You've been a selfish woman when
it
comes to sex?
I've been that girl, yeah. Before I knew anything, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Before I started researching, like, for real, I was definitely that kind of girl. I was a pillow princess. I lay on my back, you pleasure me. You're lucky to fuck me, so.
But it's like
go crazy.
And then if I end up taking too long,
look at his face.
Oh, hell nah.
Because we've been real.
Definitely get a text back.
But bro. Then I realized like that's not. It wasn't fun for me either. I felt like I was just providing box for him to go crazy with. But then mm-hmm. like, what about me? So yeah, I know what that crazy, feels go like.
Stupid, you know.
But you need to find that.
So what advice would you give for the dead fish out there? All the women who don't move. Who don't, you know what I'm saying?
I would say
it's like sometimes like I'm taking too long and it's like they're like why are you taking so long
because you're not giving me nothing to work
you
with.
Know what I'm saying but yeah. I can't come out and say that so
I,
it's like
what's I would advice? Say my advice would be to learn how to fuck yourself first nobody's gonna awesome. Know how to pleasure you if you don't know how to make yourself go crazy.
How can that's I learn awesome.
Nipple clamps bro I'm telling
bro,
you
I can't get no nipple clamps.
No I'm playing when I say nipple clamps just think of me talking like in general like okay. Just try toys. You don't even have to buy anything from a sex store. Just go and look at all the crazy things that exist yeah. And it'll like just get creative with it.
But what if this is my first time with a female? I can't like be like
then just communicate
toy,
with her
right? I can't pull out a toy on my first time.
Ask yes, her. Be like, yo, what are you into? Like, literally, you communication is everything.
I never use a toy.
Not if you don't talk about
toy.
It first.
You use a toy before?
I use a condom vibrator ring. It was whack, though.
It was?
Yeah.
So, damn. So, like.
Just talk about it first. Literally, like, okay, I know I'd be talking about like a whole bunch of hoe shit, but like seriously, I'm not gonna have sex with you if I don't have a conversation with you first. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm big on connections because. Like I said, I'm into things that most people would consider out of pocket. Mm-hmm. So I need to talk to you and like feel you out. Like sometimes I'll just throw out something that I'm not even interested in. Mm-hmm. Like for example, I don't want to peg every dude that walks past, but like sometimes I'll just throw pegging at them to see how they handle it.
See how they gay
about? Yeah. No, it's not gay.
All right, let's
it's not gay.
Let's talk about that. I want to talk about that. Do you okay. feel like
why is it not gay?
Hold on. Do you feel like men who take either a finger or a dildo or whatever up the butt from a woman.
What makes them straight?
Do you feel like that's gay?
Homosexual activity is between two men. Homosexual men but, or like two or more.
I agree. But I feel like having, for lack of better terms, a foreign object up your butt. Yeah. That is, although that is an act reserved for male for male. So even if a
why is it reserved for male for male?
Girls don't got dicks.
My thing is like, all right, so I'm supposed
god,
to be
logic
like,
is like
that's
nah,
not
this
logic
is it's so prehistoric like because we don't know shit.
Game,
we don't know nothing about
game,
it
queen.
But this is my thing about it. It's like, all right, say doing stuff up the butt is gay, right?
It's not but I don't think it is.
No, I'm just saying. So like, but if a female does it, I'm supposed to be okay with it. But it's like if a man does the same thing, that would be. But it's
I don't
like
think it's weird.
still about you at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, say if you like this whole anal pleasure, right? And you like it when a female does it, but it's weird if a man does it. But I kind of see it as the same thing because it's still you liking the whole.
Put us on game, queen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
am
like.
Am I talking
like,
too crazy?
No, like you like anal stimulation. I think where
no,
we differ.
I don't, like.
No, not you, not it. You. But listen, I think this is where we differ. I think you guys view anal as purely homosexual activity.
Because mm-hmm. that's
when
what we first.
I view it as just something people do.
So how did you end up like being able to see it as something normal? Like what made you just think like, oh, this is,
I think it's just
cool.
Clear. That's, I think this is where I differ from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's just clear as day to me. Like homosexual means men, heterosexual means a man and a woman or whatever.
And
so
that's it.
If it's a woman putting her finger up a guy's asshole, it's not gay because she's not a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if it was gay, who gives a fuck? You like
what
fingers
if it was
and shit
just
up
like
your
a
ass.
Wrangler. Yeah, that's the thing. Like my thing right there, like a guy that, not even a guy. What if someone likes a finger up their ass? And it's just a random finger. What if it's not a female's finger or a man's finger?
It's just a finger.
What does that make?
It's just a finger. It makes you.
I explain
you are whoever, to whoever's listening to this and is confused about this too, you are whoever the fuck you want to be. So if you are a straight male who likes for your girl to peg you every now and then, you are a straight male because it's a woman penetrating you. That's it.
But what if you're getting penetrated?
Yo, you overthinking this,
I think
bruh.
You're overthinking it. That's the thing.
You overthinking it. Just think
just
about
it
like this.
It at that line.
Homosexual activity, males. Okay. Heterosexual activity is woman, man.
And just leave it there.
That's that. Anal sex is not only for gay people. And if it was, I still wouldn't care. But honestly, it's not just for gay people.
But how many times have you like ran into a man and they was like, I'm cool with the anal sex, and you've been able to peg them?
Never. Are you kidding? Every man folds.
See, that's one thing. If it's not gay, then why?
Because
it's
y'all like, be guarding your assholes like your life depends
you
on it.
Right. You goddamn right.
Like, well, why? Bro, you got a whole like area of your body that is ready to be pleasured.
I hit like my
you see, you just selling yourself short, though.
But tell me, why am I selling myself short?
Because I have put dildos, fingers, I've gotten my like up my ass. I've gotten my ass ate several times, and let me tell you, that shit feels great. Doesn't that shit feel great? Listen, that's not weird. We don't care.
I ain't say it was weird or not. I just called him Charlamagne. So what was that experience like? Because I
it was nothing special.
It wasn't special.
Oh, it didn't do it for you?
Nah.
That's why should I do that? It ain't even gonna feel
because you're not him. Your asshole might feel differently. Sorry.
You got me that?
Yeah.
She's wild, though.
She's educated.
The girl who ate my ass. Because,
like, I'm asking these questions, and it might, like, for somebody looking on the outside, looking in, they'll be like, Pizzo, you just don't know nothing, but I'm just trying to learn.
Yeah, you can learn. But, and like, honestly, like, just try stuff.
Yeah.
It's only a big deal if you hype it up to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Anal doesn't do it for me. Like, even anal, like, I'm putting a girl's butt before it didn't do nothing for me.
Bruh,
yeah.
I've never done anal sex, like, intentionally. Whoo, there's a story behind that, and I just felt
you
pain
never done
just
it
thinking
intentionally?
He was slipped. Killing my it shit slipped. From the back, and then it slipped in my ass, and I swear to God, that was like...
Was it like a blissful star?
That was like the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. Like, the worst pain I ever experienced.
So how
like,
are you going to convince me that is like pleasure
because
when you just said that was the worst pain?
Because there was it wasn't lubed up. It was just like a condom. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like condom dick in my ass. You need a lot more lube if you're putting stuff up your butt now. Think about
this,
that.
This brings me to like a greater topic. Like, do you feel like sex has become so taboo in this country because I got people that I know from Europe and they're more open. Like, do you feel like sex has become so taboo that people are not willing to become educated or even try new things? Like,
they're ashamed to say that they're even like intrigued by it.
Yeah, that's just corny.
It
like,
is.
Even this episode, some people are gonna watch the episode and be like, oh, like, I ain't not touching that topic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's,
like,
it's triggering for people. Because then you start to think about the fact that you're not in tune with yourself in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And then that feels uncomfortable to know that there's a whole part of you that you haven't discovered.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Was there ever a time where you felt like sex was like routine? Like, it's like separate steps that you're going to take every single time?
Yeah, like you got a little like play-by-play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where it's like, all right, I'm about to get right. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I know what moves was going to work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go to those moves and end up working and that be it. Rather than just like a whole new approach. Because I wouldn't even know how to go like as far as like a new approach. It's just like, okay, this worked on this female. I'm going to make it work on this female. You know what
But that's why I started researching too, though. Because then it's like, what do you do during sex? Because, okay.
Right.
It's the like, kickoff thing for me from when I got fed up and was like, okay, no, I need to create a safe space for this was I was coming out the closet and I had nobody.
What do you mean coming out the closet?
Like, I'm not straight.
So you're full on.
I'm not a lesbian, no. I'm pansexual, which
what
means.
Is that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
So that means that I'm attracted to people based off of the connection that I have with them.
Okay.
Gender is not a thing for me. So I don't care if you have a penis, a vagina, if you're trans, I don't care. As long as you're a great person and we have that connection, I'm with it. With that being said,
that's new. I like that.
With that being said, you can't really go to your family and be like, hey, I'm pansexual. Can you like tell me more about like dating women and stuff like that? So like some people, men will go to their fathers.
Yeah.
Women will go to their mothers. Who do I go to?
I mean, I never went to anyone, though. Like, I most definitely wouldn't go to my mother.
Yeah?
No, because I feel like it'll be awkward. Like,
yeah, true.
Yeah, so I never went to my mother. I mean, as far as, like, father figures goes, like, not many men have, like, father figures in their life.
Ah, that's true. And you know what I'm thinking about?
So it's kind of like, yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, dads with, like, Playboy magazines in the attic, and then, like, their son goes into it,
and
like,
that's
stuff
like
that.
Nah,
2002.
No one
I used to steal my mom's Victoria's Secret catalog.
Aww.
Yeah, and his only mom had that.
That's
what
tickled your fancy.
I was trying to think. See, that's raising a good question. Like,
right.
who did I turn to learn about?
Yeah, it's just like, fuck it. I'm jumping off the porch today.
Giving routine dick.
Yeah, I'm just jumping off the porch, giving routine dick.
Yes.
You know? But something else I want to touch on that you brought up is I feel like that's important, like you being a pansexual and you finding, I don't know if it's like a mentor or someone that you can be open with, you can learn about. Because I've dealt with that with like my family. Like my brother's gay. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really have nobody to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'll try to listen, but like, I'm not gay, so I can't. It's like,
you can't relate.
Like, certain shit, I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Answer
I'll just make fun of half the shit, but.
You make jokes of it. Yeah, you make light jokes. Of it because yeah. you're like, this is uncomfortable. Like, I don't.
Nah, I make jokes because I wanted to show him, like, I don't care. Like,
it's not that big of a deal. It's not a big of a deal. See, I would have cried. Yeah. If I was your brother, I would have cried.
What do you mean?
Because I'm sensitive as fuck. Yeah. So, like if I built up the energy to talk to somebody about that kind of stuff, and then they're, like, making jokes, like, thank you for trying to make me feel comfortable, but, like, shit, now I really don't have anyone to talk to.
He talks to me, but he like, we got a good relationship. Like, even when he came out, he like built it up. Mm-hmm. He created this whole. He told me a story. He created this whole like, he got courage and shit. And he was like, yo, I'm gonna tell him.
Yeah.
If he disown me, if he swing on me, whatever on me, whatever.
Me and Scott in my bedroom, bro.
Yeah, how did you build up to that moment as far as like coming out? Because I feel like that's a big thing for like.
If I told y'all like, this story is like.
We got time. I'm trying to hear.
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all like highlights. Interested. Okay, so I realized I wasn't straight, and I just had like. Oh, this is how it happened. Mm-hmm. I was at the club with my cousins. They're like friends with mad athletes. So it was like some ball player was in town. We had a section.
Okay.
Fire ass woman in that section. I ended up making out with one of the girls.
Okay.
I completely forgot that my cousins were there. My cousins saw it. So then they started pressing me like, yo, are you gay? I'm like, shit, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really know. So then around that time, I had started therapy. And, like, I literally was in therapy for, like, a year and a half, like, contemplating, like, am I gay? Who am I?
Was it because of that situation or was it before that?
I always knew I had feelings for women, but it was just something I pushed in the back of my mind. Even right. to this moment, I still do. Like,
and
I'm
know
not,
a lot of women like that, too.
Yeah, I'm not 100% comfortable in my sexuality still, but I'm working on it. Mm. Because it's terrifying. Like, my dad almost cut me off for it. I already don't have a relationship with my mother, so, like, And then, like, my sister, she just doesn't do well with talking about emotions, period. So, like, I could tell it made her feel... She accepts me for who I am 100%, but she doesn't know how to counsel me in that regard because she doesn't know.
Yeah. Like, you're talking about a different culture, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely different than, like, African-American.
Exactly. And so just knowing that, like, all these people...
I just you'll be okay.
But, like, seriously, it's like you just look at... I like your energy. It just sucks.
Uh-oh.
Don't even get me started. It's just knowing that, like, people could deadass stop fucking with you if they knew who you truly were.
Right.
And just thinking about that for so long, I literally got depressed because of it. I had an emotional breakdown at work and got fired because of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because like, I came out to my dad and he was so confused. Like, he really hurt my feelings when I came out to him. Uh-huh. And I was just devastated. I had a breakdown at work. I got fired. And I was like, what? I put my whole life into this job helping these women.
Right.
They see me going through something and then they fucking fire me. Fuck that. I'm starting my own safe space. And then I started my podcast.
Oh, wow. That's how it all came about.
So it's like very emotionally charged.
Yeah.
Like,
but it brought her something beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did. Like, this is my safe space for real.
So this brings me to like another question. Speaking of like your safe space and your podcast, do you feel like since you talk so openly about sex and you talk so openly about things you want to try, do you feel like certain men feel entitled just based off the content that you put out? Just
yes.
What is feeling entitled?
Feeling entitled like, oh, she posting her booty on the gram, so she definitely gonna wanna fuck me. She wants this kind of attention, so she's not gonna turn me down. Yeah. Listen. I just like to post nice angles of my ass on the gram. That has absolutely nothing to do with you and your dick.
Seriously.
And if you want me to remind you, I will. I be hurting niggas' feelings. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. And that's what it really takes to get them off your chair type of thing?
No, they still try.
Yeah?
Yeah. But well, I like arguing with niggas, so it's okay.
I feel like that's like a culture like that us men, we need to break out of. Because I remember...
What letting you know that's like, this is not okay? Like, as far as like...
Bro, I remember seeing, a video... I think it was on World Star, and it was showing like, I don't know if it was Freaknik, I don't know. It was showing one of them little festivals, but
it was
like back
Freaknik,
in the 90s.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, especially
and then
in
it
the
was
90s,
like a girl.
Yeah.
She was walking down the sidewalk. She had like a bathing suit on. Her ass was out, and every dude was just like grabbing her. Like,
mm-hmm.
To point, I was uncomfortable. I was like, yo, that's wild. Like,
yeah,
that's what it feels like to walk around as a woman anywhere. Like, you could be fully clothed, and niggas are still looking at you like that, trying to touch up on you, all the time.
Okay, so this brings, all right, so you brought up a point. So what would be, because I'm big on, like, approaching women in person, you know what I'm saying? And, like, showing interest in person. So what would be like,
too.
The correct way?
You know, sometimes. I struggle with this.
Because sometimes y'all gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you want to run game, but then it's like, bruh, I've noticed when it comes to, like, this is why I'm uncomfortable in my sexuality, low-key.
Okay.
I don't know how to bag women because I know how it feels as a woman when niggas approach you and, like, they're trying to run game on you and bag. And it's just so, like, nigga, get away from me.
Yeah.
I just like, I just want to let you exist as a goddess as you are. I don't even want to interrupt, but then like low key, I want to smash. So like, how do I go about that? I haven't figured that part out. Yeah.
Because it's like so many women. It's like with me, bro. It's like women that I just want to tell like, you so beautiful, and I just want to leave them alone. That's it. That's all I want.
But then she gonna get scared.
But there's so many niggas that come out and they be like, "You beautiful," and they want something else besides it. Yeah. I just want to call somebody who's fine. That's it.
I'm gonna keep it a buck
with
you.
That's all I want to do.
It's tricky. It's tricky.
So it's just like, should I just keep it to myself? Period. Should I not let her know how fine?
I don't know. I feel like with women, one thing I've noticed is that if you're genuine, you got a stronger chance. So like, don't even like try to run game, none of that. Just like, just be genuine. Just be genuine, and women like niggas that can make them laugh. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm goofy as fuck.
Goofy dick game.
Goofy dick game. Listen, if you can make a woman laugh, you could get her to do a lot of stuff. Like, so, peg you.
So now,
come on, man. Why would you go that route?
0 to 100.
I'm just fucking with you because I know you so hurt about it.
I'm not hurt. It's just, I'm just confused. In the blind.
Yeah.
And that's something confusing. I don't want to happen to me.
Something that we talked about off camera is like, you know, with this new movement of which I agree with, the new movement of consent. Do you feel like
the fact
like
that consent is a movement? Oh my god.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what else to call it. But do you feel like there's like a gray area now? Like,
I feel like consent, there's
so weird.
It's weird because I want to say there's no gray area.
Are there women sometimes when they say no, they mean yes? I feel like there are.
I'm gonna tell you.
I feel like any scenario is possible, but like, just to be safe, bruh, if she says no, start packing your shit up and going.
Straight up. Just
do that.
And she asked me, "What am I?"
Exactly.
So for those who don't know, I'm gonna tell a quick story. I told them off air. So I was with a girl. She probably watching it because she be watching this shit.
Yeah,
she
My exes do that shit too. They watch all my shit.
There was a girl that me and her started getting into it. Yeah. And then we both was naked. It was about to happen.
Okay.
And then she said, "No, stop." So what I you stopped. Did, right? You know what I'm saying? 2019. Right? You know what I'm saying? 2019. New movement. I was like, "Bet."
Our Kelly going crazy. We gotta stop.
Started putting my boxes on, and then she gave me like a serious look. And she's like, "What are you doing? Come back over here and fuck me." And that fucked me up. So, and I told her, "Yo, don't play like that." Like,
yeah, that's
you fucked me up.
Was that stupid. Like a no stop as like a moan?
No, it was like a no.
But even then, like no, she honestly,
because he didn't touch her, right? You were just putting your clothes back on at that point.
After she said no stop, I backed off and I started pulling my shit. My
yeah, but then at that point though, see that's tricky because then no, that's it's not tricky. It is. It sucks.
That's so
she said no and your dick probably got soft.
Yeah,
but just
I mean
who
you
cares?
Know I went back and finished the job. You know what I'm
of
saying?
Of course, you
know,
as you should.
The
right,
king rises
so.
To the challenge.
I would have been telling her just like I feel you though, like 100%. Like you the man for doing that, but just like I'd be like, why you playing like
I told
that?
Her I was like, don't do that.
And but then you can have really aggressive sex after that. So then it's okay. But if somebody says no, like, it's no for me. I'm not gonna sit there and like try to figure it out. Cause I've had dudes, like, I've said no, and then they try to convince you, and I'm like, all right, bro.
I've been that guy.
Rape by coercion is a thing. Don't fucking do all that. Like, if the answer
is
no,
what is that for, like,
rape by coercion. Yeah. If a girl says no, don't fucking try to convince her
right.
to have sex with you. The answer is no.
Oh my goodness.
And I've succumbed to that because I'm like, okay, let me just give you a box. No.
And is that out of pity? Like, what makes you,
at
like,
that point,
change
it's just
your mind?
Like, I had an ex who would do that all the time, but I was
still
so
feel
young.
Shitty about it, even if they say, yeah, like, changing their mind. But I still run into females that be like, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah,
yo,
that's how I feel
a lot
about
girls
that now.
Say that.
Yeah. Like, I had an ex who would do that all the time, and I knew he would understand how uncomfortable it made me, but, like, he still did that shit. And even to this day, I'm like, dang, why did you give him the box all those times?
And why?
Like, because as a woman, like, okay, y'all might not understand this, but like,
help us understand, queen.
Okay, because it was my partner at the time, like, you feel a certain level of safety because it's your partner, so it's like, all right, I'll give you the box. But then I've had random dudes, like, dudes who weren't my man at the time do that. Right. And it's like kind of scary because it's like, you say no, but then they keep pushing it, and it's like, I dead ass said no, and he's still pushing it. Like, low key, I'm kind of scared right now. So then, like, you give him the box. There's like a lot of different dynamics.
Scared for your safety though.
Yeah, like women have to navigate through those things.
That hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's crazy? I stopped going to the club, and then I went to the club for the first time.
That's
in
just
a while.
Rape city. I hate clubs.
And
because
then like
of that.
I was just I ain't drink. I was sober and I was just peeping. I seen a lot of wild creep shit, bro. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Creep shit like what? Like.
Like.
What is like creepy
being
ass
like
club
extra
behavior?
Persistent, like extra aggressive, like. not even saying hi, just grabbing her by the waist.
Bro, like, this shit right here, yo, like, mom, let me talk. Don't fucking touch me. Nah, it was worse than that. It was worse than that. Your ass. Like, they try to, like, slit grab your ass when they walking past. Yeah. It's like, women know all the plays that niggas pull out of the pack. Like, I know all of them, and they all make me feel uncomfortable.
I feel like we've been taught wrong as kids. That's why shit is like, and now that I'm older, I see it. Now I'm like, damn, like, that shit was... Cause I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Like I was probably a part of it too. Like I was probably out here
because it was normalized. Yeah, it's rape normal. Culture. Dang, this is really depressing, guys. But rape culture is real.
I just broke me down. I was drunk.
Listen, like, let's talk about fun kinky shit now.
Okay. Yeah, what's fun and kinky to you?
Okay,
throw
so
wild out there that I just be like, what the fuck?
Okay, so I'm about to be training to become a dominatrix. And like I'm training what? Myself. So like dominating men, but not even having.
And you
sex.
Need training for that.
Yeah, you guys too. Cause like, okay.
I feel like for example, the world already.
Think about it. Like, say a man likes to be whipped, but like really intensely. But he has like high blood pressure, and he's like low key really like he's like 2 seconds away from having a stroke. You gotta like,
AKA he's an old white man.
Yeah, like exactly. You gotta know how to navigate these types of situations, cause like you could really end up in a sticky situation. But then you also want to make sure that it's consensual. You know their boundaries. You're being respectful. But there's no sex involved, though.
There's no sex involved in the whole...
It's like a pleasure thing.
And yeah, that's called BDSM, right?
That's like part of BDSM, yeah. That's so BDSM is bondage, discipline, sadism, masochism.
Is sex involved in that?
BDSM?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want it to be, yeah.
But like, what you were just talking about, there's no sex involved.
Being a dominatrix. So like as a job, so no, where do you get pleasure out of that? You would get arrested for that because that's prostitution. That's like...
I'm talking about like, the whole like... I don't know, beating an old man type of thing.
Oh, like fucking old men?
Like, but beating them because they like it.
Oh. I don't know. Something about that just really, like, tickles my fancy.
She do it for her ancestors.
Like, my thing is, like, how is that pleasurable to the man?
Okay, I don't...
Because there's no sex involved.
You know how people talk about women with, like, daddy issues? Uh-huh. Low-key, I've noticed something about men with mommy issues. They really like to be dominated.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dominated in what sense? Like,
dominated, like, women just, like... exerting like a lot of power over them. They like feeling powerless to a woman. A lot like the last couple dudes I fucked have like that.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't know how I feel about it either. It like I had that moment where it like clicked
in
my
head. Did you look at him weird in the moment?
Yeah, because you know what it was? Okay, so I was fucking with this one dude.
Okay.
And he had came over before I had went out, and my best friend was coming over to pregame. Mm-hmm. So she was just meeting this dude, and I had went in to, like, give him something or give him a hug or something. I can't remember, but he flinched. Because, like, when we have sex, like, we hit each other. And then he flinched.
I can't get into that.
Yo, but then my best friend was like, what the fuck? Like, this looks like low-key like a mom and son. And then I had a moment in my head. I was like, oh, my God.
Maybe I am his mom.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm still, like, low-key uncomfortable about it now. Like, shit.
And that
but, like,
turns
he does
off?
Have...
That turns you off,
or... It turns... Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't want you to look at me as your mom. And I'm sure he doesn't even realize this, too. But, like, some men have unresolved issues in that area. And it comes out sexually. So, like, me liking dominating people is, like, low-key kind of, like, a control issue.
It's and like, you realize that on your own? Like, how do you come to that realization? And if you do realize it, like, how do you handle it? Like,
So I studied psychology. So, like, I'm always going through, like, my mindset and, like, trying to understand it. Mm-hmm. But then I also go to therapy. So, like, in therapy, I'll talk about this because I don't have anyone else to talk to. Like, my therapist is, like, I don't have a relationship with my mother. So my therapist is, like, really up there in terms of, like, a woman that I go to try to gain some understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And therapy sessions get weird.
Pizzo, do you like getting hit during sex?
I don't really.
I think it might change your life.
It's been times where it's like, okay, like, I'm cool with scratches. Like, I might notice a scratch and it's like, okay, that's cool.
It's like a certain
level. I never really had a female, like, swing on me. Like, it's
no, not hit. I mean, like
that's what I'm thinking about.
Swing
like,
on me.
You hitting me? Like, why you hitting me for? Like, you supposed to love me. I don't know.
It is a form of love. But then that means it just wouldn't work for you. Like, it's consensual.
I mean, I don't have any, like, trauma or anything about being hit or anything.
Yeah, that shit, yeah.
So, like, say if I'm dealing with a female and, like, she just... What is getting hit during sex? Like, what is getting hit?
To me, like, on the I like slapping.
Choker.
So, it's slapping on the
slapper. Oh, I love... Okay, so erotic slap asphyxiation is, like, one of the most dangerous...
And that's the name for that.
Yeah, it's, like, one of the most dangerous kinks because... Well, fetishes. Because it involves, like, breath play. So, restricting your breathing. Yeah.
Yo, you better hope you don't fuck like a passive aggressive dude who like start taking it out and be like, bitch, you all this stress.
I've felt that sometimes. Like, I've looked at a dude and I'm like, you choking me because you tight at me right now. Like, you don't really care about my nut. Like, low key, like, you getting it out just a little bit more. Like, it's about the nut, but he's just like, he going a little too crazy. I'm like, dang, nigga, are you low key mad at me right now?
Yeah. So I know what you was explaining as far as like hitting people.
Yeah, I like slapping. Like, slapping in the face, and I like choking.
So, like, that's...
But, like, harder.
Harder?
Yeah.
I would get mad. But,
we're doing an example on pizza.
No, I can't. No, but then, like, that goes without...
Right? You get rough, don't you?
It's, like, in the moment, like... slap me. It's, like, in the moment, like, you just, like, it's... I don't know. It's, like, something is unleashed in you. Like, if I slapped you right now... Yeah. If I, like, were to slap you right now...
I'd be, like, offended slash turned on.
Yeah, it wouldn't really do nothing. But like, if I was like in my element and I slapped the shit out of you, you'd been like, "Oh,
nah,
okay."
Like, why are you hitting me?
I've had that before.
I've had a nigga say that, like, "Bitch."
Yeah, like, chill. Sorry.
But like,
nah. I had an ex like bites. I'll push her away. Like,
so you been with that shit?
What's like? What's like the most extreme shit like that happened to you? As far as like, cause I'm straight to shit. Y'all gotta agree on some type of term. Like, as far as some type of pain happening.
Pain.
So like, what was like painful? But you was like, all right, bitch, I like that. Like, okay.
Nah, I didn't like it. She was biting my nipple. Shit
oh,
hurt.
I do what? That, and that he shit hated hurt, bro. That, bro. The last dude I was with, he got some. I said, he probably don't even like.
All right, but well, give me something her. Else. I want something that was like that was like you was like off guard, but then it ended up being pleasurable.
She bite my dick.
She bit your dick.
Yeah, but it was like hard bite. It was like
the right way to do it.
It hurt, but it felt good as fuck.
That's different because it's like. Say you get a hair, right, and the bit end up scraping it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
it wasn't
like,
that hard.
That's
nah,
awkward ass pain. Yeah, so it's like I can only imagine like somebody trying to like put their teeth on it. Like.
Mm-hmm. One thing about like researching all this sex stuff that I've noticed is like how much a dick can actually handle. Like when I used to like give head and you use your hands.
Pretty powerful.
You know what I'm saying?
No, literally, like I would be scared. I'm like shit. Like if I squeeze it too hard, like am I hurting it? Yeah. But like the more you squeeze, like the better. I'm like. Okay.
Yeah.
Heard you.
Yo, you know what I feel like?
Uh-oh.
Super like, uh-oh. Like, I don't know. I feel like this should be not common sense, but I feel like, yo, good or great head is hard to come by. Like,
right.
As much as like a normal thing it is nowadays, it's not a lot of good head.
I had a nigga train me on how to get great head.
Because my thing is like, people are lazy nowadays. It's like, if I got her going too long, she's just going to be like, fuck it. And she's just going to get in position. And it's like, like literally, like in mid head,
like make sex sound like a chore.
It I don't know. Maybe I'll just be doing too much. But I feel like it's been times where it's like, all right, I'm about to that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm about to get right. And then out of the blue, she's like, I'm tired of this. And then boom, she getting the.
And she probably don't even like it.
And I just be like, what the fuck? Like it was just
yeah. Getting
come,
head
like.
Is tricky. Like getting head from men is tricky. Like sometimes, like even with the same person, like sometimes I'll really love that shit and like it'll give me right. And the other times I'm like. I'll flat out say, like, yeah, this ain't it.
So what are moments that make you feel like this is not it? Like, this is not what I'm trying to do right now. What would be a moment like that?
I don't... It's not certain things. It's more so just, like, it depends on my mental at the moment. Like, my mind is connected to everything.
Uh-huh.
So, like, one dude, he was a lying-ass nigga. And I would just, like, get flashbacks to him just being a lying-ass nigga. And I would just, I'm like, yeah, this ain't it. I'm not trying to do this right now.
And he couldn't get it because he just be lying.
Because he's a lying-ass nigga. Yup. That's what happens. So, you be cock-blocking yourself.
Talk about is like, from the other side, like, getting ahead as a woman, like, is there a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Do you come across crate head or a lot of guys don't know how to
I
give
head? I feel like women come across a lot of booty head.
Yeah, I feel like guys don't know how to give head.
Yes, definitely. Because head is tricky. Sometimes if a dude has really good head game, it's because his dick game is trash.
Damn, so it's like one or the other?
Yeah.
Is it always one or the other? Is it? You ever found a balance before? Like somebody who's
okay,
just
so
had
I
both?
Had a dude with like a really great dick, like just perfect, like aesthetically pleasing dick. And then like... We found like a tempo that worked for us, but then his head game was like the first time we hung out, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like sometimes it would just be and then other times it was amazing.
Connect
like it wasn't
his mental man. You
it wasn't consistent.
The mental.
We had other things like it was like other things involved.
Do you ever think about it the first time like okay he gave me good head so I'm gonna let him slide on these next few times?
No,
it's never a time with like a grace period. Cause like maybe this one time I threw like amazing, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But this time I'm just trying to get nut off, and it might be facts. Quick.
Cause she knows what you capable of, so it's like, all right, maybe right. He just so wasn't with it right now. Has ever
been a time where it's like, okay, I know he good, so it's like I let him slide.
Yes. He came over like I really needed to like. I had a really stressful job at the time, and I just needed to get that aggression out. Mm-hmm. So he was, like, my go-to person. And he would always fuck me so good and so aggressive. Like, he would just throw me around the room type shit.
Yeah.
But then one time he came over, and I was like, why did you even come here? Like, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, what, like, he redeemed himself. What moment
was that? Because I'm not trying to be that guy.
it was just, you just, like, I don't know. I'm big on energy. Like, was you could just feel it. He was just, like, it just wasn't, like, we weren't clicking. Like, mm-hmm. we were just, like, coexisting, but, like, the sex wasn't hitting right. Yeah, like, it just wasn't clicking.
So, like,
so he took a nap, and he came back, and then he fucked me good, and then we were
so, if I had a bad day, I shouldn't even be trying to get no place.
Take a nap.
No, you should at least try.
Try?
Yeah, at least try. Maybe that, sometimes, you just need to get like, that first nut off. If I have a
bad day, then you're talking about energy. Like, I come to you with bad energy, and then boom.
Yeah, then we're not fucking. Yeah. I'll just masturbate.
So it's like, I shouldn't even try then.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to, people think that just because you're in a relationship, because some
people
try to
like, not to cut you off, but it's like, some people think like, if I'm in a bad mood, maybe I'll have sex to get in a good mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because orgasms are good for your,
right.
like, your happiness.
But say I'm literally. In a bad mood, and I throw, like, Buddha dick, and it's like...
It's trash? Cause yeah, you're so in a bad
how
mood?
Would you feel about that? Like, should I just stay home?
Just tell me, be like, dang, bro, like, I really thought this was going to get me right, but it didn't. But then here's the thing. Sometimes that first nut is not the best one. Sometimes you got to get that first nut off, and then you come back crazy.
Right.
You just got to be like, understanding. Overtime. Some dudes are like that. I had an ex that was like that. That first nut, I knew it was going to be about 3-4 minutes of like this is solid, but I know he about to come back crazy after he take that little nap.
I appreciate
he
that.
He did.
Facts. In my old age, I no longer make it to the second nut. First nut, I go to sleep. I'm done,
bro. Fucking with sorry, older niggas.
I'm all about the second nut because it's like the first nut, bro.
I used to
like,
be about the second when I was younger, but
the
now
first
I'm older.
Nut is like I ain't got time to like. I probably been building up this first nut all day. If you want to keep it real, like I've been thinking about, like, say I got an appointment, right? Mm-hmm. Say we probably did this ahead of time. And I'm thinking, like, okay, tomorrow I'm about to get right. And it's just like, boom, I ain't do nothing. But I'm thinking about this all day. So it's like the anticipation is building up. Then I get to you. And then, boom, I don't deliver. And it's like quick. And it's like, boom. But I want to redeem myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to come the second time. And then, boom, boom, boom. But sometimes it's like you run into females that don't even.
Yeah.
After the first time, if it was booty, it's like it ain't even no such thing as a second time.
That's why you gotta have sex with people that like are understanding and you have a connection with.
Yeah.
Because some people just want to use you for that nut and then you out. Mm-hmm. I'm a type of person like, you know, we could chill for a little bit, smoke some tea.
Yeah.
Smoke some tea. Drink some tea.
That's how I know you
and
doing.
That's
like,
how you know she got some good dick with you. Smoke some tea.
And then like we fuck, take a nap, come back, like. Yeah.
It's been a time where it was like it was a girl, like, I just knew for a fact, I wanted for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't come half-stepping.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have masturbated.
My dog did some push-ups.
You know, I'm being honest, because I'm trying to learn. So I masturbated before I went to it, because it's like, all right, I got that first night
too
off.
Quick.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you play yourself, though?
I kind of played myself, because it's like, all right, boom, I got that off, and then I go over there. And I'm handling business, like, you know what I'm saying? And she get right, but then it's like, boom, I can't get right. And she looking at me funny, like is it something wrong? She looking at me like, it's something wrong.
Bruh, the first time a dude couldn't get hard, with, like, this has only happened with one dude. And it came to find out that, like, he had that issue.
Mm-hmm.
I really had to, like, talk to myself and be like, Gab, you know this is not about you. Like, he's older.
Don't take that personal.
Yeah, like, he's older. His dick don't work the way 22-year-old's dick work. Like, and even with 22-year-olds, like, just that doesn't matter. Like, sometimes it's an actual biological issue or it's just anxiety. I think with that dude, I think it was anxiety.
That shit happened to me. I was, like, 16, but it was anxiety. I was nervous.
Mm-hmm. Because then after we got more comfy, he was fucking me all types of crazy. Like, literally, like, throwing me across my bedroom type shit, and it was great.
Yo, I remember the first time I made a girl squirt, I felt like a superhero.
Me too.
I never
but
had
then, after, like, the sixth time, that shit got annoying. I'm like, bruh.
Who's cleaning this up?
you got to stop squirting, bro.
Who is cleaning this shit up? Yeah. First time a bitch squirted, I just kind of just looked around, like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Did you pat yourself on the back or did you look
like the man?
It was.
You felt like the man.
It was. Yeah. Her nigga was there too. So like we both kind of just looked at each other like.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. Say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tried to real fast.
Yeah. Her dude was there.
Yeah. Threesome. So like.
So you had a threesome before. That's another topic.
I love threesomes.
Is it like two women or is it like two men? Two men.
So like the first threesome I ever had was with the girl that I was with at the time and her ex. Fun fact, that's now her girlfriend. Okay. And then it is funny. That's why most people be scared to do threesomes because they like,
what if now that's your girlfriend?
No. We were dating at the time. Okay. And then it was with her ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
They're now in a relationship together.
Are you okay, Queen?
Yeah. No, I'm not heard about that whole setup. It was unconventional. Right. So yeah. Like, we weren't like in love with each other.
Is there an art to having a threesome? Is there a certain like? I always hear it's like tricky.
Yeah, you have to like. Y'all really have to be on the same page mentally. Communication is key. Like, there's no such thing as over communicating. Yeah. You have to communicate about everything.
I feel you don't communicate enough during sex.
Yeah, like before, during, and after, like checking in, like, were you comfortable with this? Were you uncomfortable with that? Because I'm not here to steal your girl. I just want to fuck.
Somebody told me, like, if it's a guy and two girls, the guy just needs to, like, lay back.
And those threesomes, that's with the couple. He just understood that me and her just like to go at it. Like, he fucked me once during a threesome. And, like, we had a conversation after. I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to be penetrated. And he's like, okay, fine. Like, yeah. I'm still fucking my girl, so I'm happy.
Straight up.
Exactly. So it was like, it transitioned into mainly me and her fucking and then like him watching, kind of. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some.
If you like those type of fantasies, type of thing. Yeah. I feel like if I was like in a threesome situation, like with my girl, I would be like forced to pay attention to my girl, just like
see, and that's how you know,
like, not upsetting.
But that's if you feel like that, then that's how you know you guys aren't ready.
Yeah, because that's how I know.
Because if you feel like your girl gonna slap the shit out of you if you look at that girl too long, how are you gonna fuck somebody without looking at them for too long? Like, how the hell does that work?
That's a good question.
You know, like, I'm literally gonna be in your guts. Like, we all need to be on the same page about this.
That's real.
Yeah,
I always thought that, like. Honestly, I always thought, like, sex really wasn't about, like, the man. Like, honestly, I thought it was just, like, about making the woman is okay.
See, I feel the complete opposite.
That's kind of, like, what I deal with. It's, like, making sure the woman is okay, and then the man,
like feel kind of sad.
Yeah, it makes me feel sad, I guess. I mean, I don't think about it too much.
For the love of Pizzo. Like, that's like a TV show coming soon.
We need to find him the right bitch, though.
I'm really not trying to get sympathy for this shit. Like, I'm cool. Like,
once no, but a lot of dudes tell me this, though. And I think that's why so many dudes, like, want to try to fuck me. But it's like, bro, like, I'm
thinking
here.
Thinking, like, they'll get that fulfillment.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, like, I will help you find that bitch for you. Like, I will deadass help you. Because, like, I'm not for everybody.
Right.
We know. I look nice like on the outside, like, you know, it's like a nice little pretty package, but like I'm like tough to handle. Like,
I heard your podcast before I seen you, and that's what had me like intimidated. When I seen you, that's what like made me like ease up a little bit. But when I heard the podcast, I was like, what I said in the text, I was like, I'm intimidated.
What already intimidated, like, you? Like, what if you could think of one thing?
Because you was just like so able to be real about it. Because it's like I don't have these conversations with people ever. Like, I don't even have these conversations with Buzzy. Like, we don't even talk about the women that we fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, who do I have these conversations
exactly
with? And then when they finally come out, it's like I'm wondering if it's like should I have said this? Like, should I have kept this to myself type of thing?
Yeah, like, did I make shit weird because I told people I wanted to, like, try pegging? Like, I totally get that. That's why I'm so big on a safe space. Like, just tell me what you want to try. We'll research it. And after, like, seeing the research, you tell me, this is too out of pocket for me. Or, oh, shit, I'm actually with this. And then you could take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of shit comes with just age, really. Like, just the more experience, the more in depth you go with something, the more you're willing to try, the more you're willing to push. Like, I remember I went through like a phase where I was like spitting in the girl's mouth. And I remember when I was younger, I thought that shit was nasty, and then
I love that shit.
Where I was like, that's my thing.
Love that shit. Yeah. Have you ever seen the porn category spit like swapping?
Because I've seen spit the category swapping. But I learned about this through Meek Mill.
Meek Mill told me that a woman did.
I was like, damn, bro, like, that's what famous people do.
Famous people.
Because regular people don't do that. But knowing that you two do it. Nah, so it's like, what's that?
I never had my mouth. I usually spit in her mouth.
Yeah, but how does that make you feel? Like, is that like an authority type of thing?
After what, though? What do you mean after what?
After you nut?
After you nut. It goes
Like, no. When do you spit it up? Yeah, like, that's a good thing, too. Like, because you know how people, like, kiss like, after having head and all that stuff? Like, when you're like, all right, baby, I'm about to spit in your mouth. This is what's going on.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? It sounds weird when you say that shit. Like,
but I'm saying, when do you know the indication to do it?
For me, it's at the end, yeah.
At the end?
Like, at the end of, so, like, with that couple. Like grand finale type of thing. Yes, grand like, with finale. That couple, when he would nut, he would nut in her mouth, and then we would just, like, make out. And, like, that sounds nasty now, but, like, in the moment, like that shit is so, it's it. It's really it.
I commend you for that.
It's really it.
But that's what I mean about these type of conversations, because you don't ever know, like, what's on limits and what's off limits. You
just, communication is key.
Yeah, you just assume. Like, my whole sex life has just been... Not assuming, like, for the most part, because, like, when I'm with, like, someone that I'm in a real relationship with, like, I'm able to communicate. But as far as, like, someone that I just met, like, because, you know, you meet people that you randomly hook up with. Whatever. So, for, like, someone that's new with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going basic dick routine, get out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited to hear about the kind of sex you have after this episode.
I guess we can talk
because I feel like you're about to, like... I feel like you're like,
you
gotta
have
him
on your podcast.
No, I'm gonna have both of you guys on my podcast.
You're
not getting out of this.
It's really not that active. It's just like reoccurring habits. I don't know. But it's not really that active.
You like when you fucking somebody, you could tell when they have a routine. Mm-hmm. You gotta like watch for reactions.
How would you watch and react? Because I feel like when it happens, it's like all in the moment. Everything is in the moment.
I'm thinking in terms of like giving a woman head. Mm-hmm. Like I have clear eye view to see like, oh, she's bored right now. Like, okay, this one spot is not clicking for her. But, like, this one thing really, like, made her go crazy.
Yeah.
You got to, like, gauge for reactions. That's why routine dick isn't good, because then it's like, you fucking me the same way you was fucking, like, Tom, Dick, and Harry or whatever. Yep. I'm different.
All right, man. Where can people go to check out your podcast?
So you can follow me on social media anywhere at HIIIGH Frequency, and the link in my bio leads you directly to my podcast, which is on SoundCloud.
Hey.
Yes. So make sure you listen to High Frequency, the podcast.
Yeah, she lit.
All right, this is Bugsy Laveau.
Peace out, Bam Wim.
Thank y'all for tuning in, 94.9 City. This has been an educational last episode. Make sure you download the app. Find us on YouTube, subscribe, tune in to the station, Facebook.
Spotify, because you know we everywhere.
Oh, yeah, we're on Spotify.
Stop playing with me, baby. You ain't going to tell me we ain't on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that. Stop playing.
All that. And we out.
Yeah. See the boy.
That was fun.